GAA on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the Boyle Sports app. Cash out and in-play betting available in the App Store and Google Play Store.
You're very welcome back. So the new Lee Shirley manager should be joining us on the line around now. Eddie Brennan, are you there?
I am, Joe. Yeah, I can hear you.
Good man. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it. When we talk to former Kilkenny players in the show, it's generally Tommy Welch, so it's nice to get a break from him.
Yeah, and I don't have a poster hanging up behind me of some significance tonight, so I wasn't able to organise my wallpaper quick enough.
So, the lease job, how did this come about? Is this something you were looking to do?
No, it probably wasn't, Joe. I suppose if I'm truthful, it came around kind of accidentally. A friend of mine, I suppose, mentioned in passing, and I kind of said, yeah, I said, it would be interesting talking to someone, and it probably escalated quickly from there. And it was only when maybe I got a phone call from, you know, the committee that was tasked with setting it up that I really kind of put the thinking cap on and kind of said, well, yeah, what am I going to do here? So, I lived in Portlaoise for about 7 years. I would have been familiar with the setup up there and certainly the potential of some of the players and maybe having a finger on the pulse locally. So In a way, there's probably a connection there. So after that, then, yeah, look, I sat down and it was something that it was a challenge that appeals to me.
And is this the kind of thing where you have to go through some kind of interview process, or were they generally pretty upfront about saying, look, if you want this and you think you're happy to do it, then we'd love to have you? Or did you have to go through interviews?
I know you had to go through the process. I think, to be fair, there was a couple of other candidates that put their hat in the ring, and I think, in fairness, look, to everyone, you're entering the race as an equal, and so it was after that then that you sat down, the committee that was tasked with setting it up, did an interview with them, and then I suppose it developed from there, and you went and sat down with the county board, and I presume it's something like that goes on generally in most places. So. Yeah, look, it was, from the point of view of putting together, I suppose, a resume, and dare I use that word, but you had to submit, I suppose, what your credentials were and maybe what your aspirations were and your experience and stuff like that. So to be fair to everybody, I think, you know, you can't just trade on the profile of your name alone, I think, nowadays, and certainly you'd have to have, I don't think you can kind of be a bit of a journeyman, really. I think when you take on something like that, I think you have to be serious and you have to be fair to whoever it is you're going to go and work with.
Yeah. And is it something that you've always wanted to do? Like, you, towards your latter years playing and into retirement, have you said, I want to get into coaching? Or has all this kind of come about a little bit, you know, by chance in some ways? Because you, looking in from the outside, where you go in with the under-21s and then you're taking the next step, which is inter-county management. It looks like you're almost building a bit of a resume, if I can use that word as well.
Yeah, I think that's probably a fair point to make, Joe, in fairness. But, in 2013, I got involved with a local club in Kilkenny there at junior level in a coaching capacity. And I suppose that was the dipping of the toes. And I would certainly have felt, look, that I'd have ideas and different things on how the game should be played and what I see is important. And, you know, I was a chance to maybe put that into practice a little bit. So in a way, I think as time goes by, you're bitten by the bug. And the fact, I suppose, you sit and as an analyst and you're offering your, I suppose, opinion on different things, that being exposed to others' opinions as well has definitely, I suppose, educated me a little bit. And if I was honest and said I had to deal with me as a manager, I probably would have said, no, I don't think I want inter-county management, because I'd said it was times, there's no doubt I broke Brian Cody's heart. But at the same time, it's something that does appeal to me, Joe, without a doubt. And this was an opportunity maybe to say, well, you can walk the walk now and see what you can do.
Yeah. What do you like about it?
Coaching in general, or just the lease job, I suppose, is
coaching
what we're
in general,
about,
actually,
really.
Yeah. Coaching in general, the art of management, I suppose.
The art of management is probably tough, because you're dealing with, as a player, you're kind of selfish, your own little bubble. So you worry about yourself first and foremost, and generally you're not too fussed. You just want to make a team. Whereas a manager, you have a backroom team and you have 35, 40 players to worry about and different personalities. So that side of it is tricky. But, I think I'd have learned a little bit over the last few years and maybe reflected on my own time inside and what we were exposed to, and said, look, there's definitely massive elements of that I'd be bringing forward. And then there's obviously my own philosophy on how a team should play. As regards coaching, I suppose that I really like that. I see the basics as sometimes if the basics aren't right, you can have all the game plans you like, and you know, skill level, first touch and things like that. They were things that we worked on as a group when I was playing, and as a result of that, you were able to take them onto the pitch and know that you could perform under pressure. And so that to me is the challenge, is can I now transfer my experiences as a player and make and see players develop into better players.
Mm. That emphasis on simplicity, I mean, as you said, it reeks of Brian Cody, it reeks of what makes Kilkenny great in so many ways, not overcomplicating things. Sometimes it was frustrating listening to you all being interviewed because it seemed overly simplistic, and yet it's been such a consistent thing from everybody involved that clearly it was a huge part of the case. Do the basic things right, get really, really good at them and do them under pressure and then go out and do them together. And that's, you know, that's going to get you a hell of a long way.
Yeah, it is. And look, I would have seen even in before training, if I used the example of, you know, Owen Larkin and Tommy Welsh facing each other with one ball, and they were literally trying to, I suppose, score a goal on each other from 20 yards apart. Mm. But the focus was on controlling it, having the other hit it as hard as they can. And it was, you know, to capture that and say to people, this is the starting point of hurling and where you need to be. And to me, the proof was in the pudding was Owen Larkin in the county final in 2011 in Kilkenny. You know, he took 11 shots on the target that day in a dirty, wet day in a county final, and he scored 110. Mm. So that is the emphasis. And I suppose, look, on top of that, Joe, I'd be lying to you if I was saying there is more add-ons. There's other stuff that you need to be able to do. And I think players, when you go to matches, how I learned how to play was to see what other people done and how they, you know, say, well, what did DJ just do there, or what did that cornerback just do there to execute that manoeuvre? And I think players have to play with their heads in to an extent and be able to execute the skills, like you said, under pressure.
Yeah.
But play smart, play clever as well. I think sometimes there's an overemphasis on game plans and systems, whereas I think if guys play with their heads and play what's happening in front of them, and you know, to me it's simple enough, and you have to be always using your head when you got to the pitch. And I know we would have reflected that in interviews where you say, look, it was a very simple approach, but also all those guys that I hurled with, look, they hurled with their heads always. They hurled with their head up, and they hurled clever, and they hurled smart.
By the sounds of things in the background, you're going to have your hands full juggling everything.
Yeah, yeah. There's a little lady here now, and she's starting to demand that it's bedtime. It's all
okay,
part of the
process.
Okay,
we're breaking the routine, are we? This is crucial time. She can't get overtired, or she won't go to bed.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah. No. The routine is not that strict, but right. No, There's tea and a bit of biscuits going there now, so.
And so I guess that's something you have to kind of juggle as well. Like, I mean, I they're kind of really valuable years. If you've got a young family or you people that you want to spend time with as well, you're going to be out and about a good bit. Does something like that cross your mind, or was it fairly obvious? Ah, look, it'll be fine. It's enjoyable. I've no issues with that.
Yeah, I think so. Occasionally, look, we maybe take that side of things maybe for granted a little bit, but certainly in the last couple of years, look, I think you have to be fair to the other half as well. Like, they're vitally important, and if things aren't, you know, a comfortable sit for everybody and it's going to work, then I suppose it's going to be very, very stressful, and it's going to be very difficult, and you probably need to try have things as relatively smooth on all fronts if you're going to invest an awful lot of time in an inter-county setup. And certainly from my time with the Kilkenny Under 21s, particularly the second year where we actually got a good year out of it, I saw the massive amount of work that you need to prepare, and still there's things I look back on and that and say, look, I do them a tiny bit different, but we did get a hell of a lot right that year, and again, bring those with you and pick up new bits and pieces as you go along.
Yeah, so that second year you get to an All-Ireland final, you win Leinster. First year when you crash out against Westmeath in the Leinster quarter-final, I mean, that must be a lonely drive home that night. You must be thinking, geez, what have I done wrong here?
Yeah, it was. It was. Look, as a player, you learn from the defeats, and certainly sitting there on the bus on the way home, and you know, I had a good chat with our team doctor, Cormac Bean, that night going home, and you know, it's gas how everything, all things that happen 3 and 4 months in advance of that, they just add up, and you kind of see all the things that you say, I didn't maybe heed those warning signs, because I think they're the symptoms of being beaten. You see all the little aspects that you say weren't right. So it was definitely a fairly lonely journey home. But I suppose looking back on it now, in a way, I was able to, you know, it's gas the amount of stuff I talked with, you know, with Cormac that night, and it almost got it off your chest a little bit, and it kind of fairly, you know, steeled my head as regards, look, I'm going back in for year two without a doubt, and you know, what needs to change. And, you know, and it wasn't that you needed to reinvent the wheel around, but you just needed to tidy things up or tweak things here and there and maybe be a little bit firmer in certain aspects.
Right, that's interesting, because I did wonder, on the back of that Westmeath game, were you thinking to yourself, geez, I might not be cut out for this, or something's gone badly wrong? It's interesting that even in the space of the drive home, you're almost deciding to yourself, right, there's stuff, I'm going again next year, and actually we're going to tidy up some stuff. I mean, I know these are young lads, and you want to be fair to them and not almost give specifics. But what are we talking about, like arriving for training on time? Are we talking about standards in training or off the pitch? Or when you talk about the small things that you feel contribute to a defeat like that?
I think it's just maybe enhancing what you're doing already. I mean, yeah, there's like I said, tidying up. It's maybe saying to lads, look, we need to get here a bit earlier. But even from the point of view of, you know, even video analysis for us as a management team, we just felt, look, we had to be really a little bit more hands-on. And I felt myself, there were certain times that maybe I let the training session happen and I wasn't kind of saying, okay, I'm not really, you know, that didn't have my input. So I suppose as a manager, your name is ultimately the one that's on the block, so you have to control a certain amount of stuff. And okay, you want your coach to take control of his role as well, but I think certainly at times you have to, you know, say, well, it runs as I want it to run, and it's a collaborative thing. But at the same time, I think sometimes you have to maybe say, no, that's not working. And that was maybe what we done a little bit in the second year. And I felt, you know, there was just other things, the video analysis and, you know, getting your training and allocating training sessions and preparing and getting them bedded down before you know, planning almost nearly 3 months in advance.
Yeah. I hadn't realised you'd lived in Port Laois actually and were semi-familiar with the scene there. So that would be a big help. When you look at Laois over the last couple of years, 2018, I think, level on points with Antrim in Division 1B, didn't make the John McDonagh final. And the year before that, bottom of Division 1B, did qualify for Leinster, knocked out by Wexford in the quarter-final stages. I guess it's easy to come in and be brash and say, you know, we're going to set very lofty targets. Have you got aims for yourself? Have you got realistic aims? Do you have things in your mind that you feel, if we do that, then I can look back on the season upcoming as a success?
Look, I don't know. I think you just look at what competitions you're facing. Ultimately, at the moment, look, the Welsh Cup is potentially looking like it's going to be a one-match knockout system. I don't know. That hasn't been agreed on yet. Yeah. So, and it's looking at this side of Christmas. But certainly when I look at 1B, you're kind of going, by God, we really are going to have to hit the ground running here. The McDonagh, then, they're the two big competitions, really. Like, I mean, you say to yourself, is there a possibility of us, you know, winning a couple of league matches? You say, yeah, that has to be a realistic target. And that's not being, I suppose, coming out and maybe saying something silly, but you have to be, you know, I suppose somewhat, firm in what you're saying your expectations are. And you say, look, we have to try and get to this point. And same with the McDonagh, I think, you know, you say to yourself when you look at that group, it's a very, very tough group, you know, with Offaly in it. But you're saying to yourself, is it realistic for us to get to the final of that? Absolutely. And I think you have to kind of, you know, there's no, I suppose, in a way, sometimes we're maybe a little bit coy trying to hold back in what our targets are, but they're the two big competitions for Laois that they're in, and they're the ones that we're going to have to really put a huge emphasis on getting somewhere. I mean, the reality is, it's a great reward, the Joe McDonagh, you win that, and it's your ticket to a Leinster Championship, which is absolutely huge.
Yeah, no doubt. And I suppose, I mean, you're in a Sunday game studio and watching on the developments in the game over the last number of years, tactically, the likes of Jared McGrath and David Fitzgerald and different coaches trying different things, you know, and there's probably, you know, the more traditional view, they don't love it. And they kind of just think, look, you know, don't get too clever with hurling. It's a special kind of game and just play it on its own terms. What have you made of those tactical shifts in hurling over the last couple of years? Do you like them? Do you think the manager's doing them, you know, it's worked for them? Or have they almost, do you reach a ceiling with them? I suppose that's one of the kind of criticisms of a more defensive style of hurling. And have you got in mind how you want to play in this 2018-2019 version of hurling that we're seeing? Are we going to see 15 men behind the ball, Eddie Brennan style kind of thing coming up in Laois?
No, definitely not, Joe. I from my own experiences and what I've seen, look, both as a player and as an analyst sitting there watching it, you have to go after something if you want to win it. It's as simple as that. And yeah, there might be certain hurdles that you have to jump or certain ways you have to set up from game to game. And I don't see any one system as being their way forward. I think I would look in at the likes of what Derek McGrath and Davy Fitz have done. And, you know, I'd be a tiny bit sceptical of it, saying, well, when you have attacking potential, say, look, utilise that as best you can. Certainly, I see how, you know, being tight at the back and not conceding scores is vitally, vitally important. But part of me would like to be a fly on the wall in those dressing rooms and say, is there something that I could learn from that? And I think you have to be open to that. Yeah, I still think the traditional thing of getting the basics right and having, you know, your hurling brain engaged at all times when you get on the pitch is vitally important. But, you know, for me, looking in, is there something that I would take from maybe how Waterford have set up over the last couple of years, or Wexford, or the Clares that sometimes play with, you know, the sweeper or the extra man at the back? I think so. I think, you know, you look at even Cork at the moment, they play with three in midfield, three in the half forward and two in the full line, and you know how important a goalkeeper is now. So there's massive aspects, there's a lot of stuff from all different ranges of resources that, and I think maybe you'd be foolish to zone in on one. So I'd be very much open to that, and obviously I have my own ideas and how it should be, but I still come, it comes back to being able to execute the fundamentals of the game, the basics of, you know, one quick touch, it's in your hand, it's secure under pressure and under fatigue, and trying to get players to train exactly as they're going to play when they get on the pitch. And that was my learning from my time with as a player with Kilkenny, was that we were exposed to everything possible on the training field that you're going to encounter when you get on to fields like Croke Park and Simple Stadium on the big days.
Yeah, and I suppose the players at your disposal can often dictate tactics as well. I mean, if you've got three outrageously gifted forwards, then you might, you know, play to suit them. If you don't, then you have to cut your cloth. I guess one other point to put to you, and I know this probably isn't the reason you've gone into Laois as such, you're looking to further your own career and development, but it's great that you're doing it. Like, it's great that a high profile name is going into a county like Laois, because as stunningly good as the hurling championship was, and as much as everyone has loved hurling over the last couple of years, and as brilliant as it's been, like, the elephant in the room is there are not enough counties who are at that level. And that is, like, that is a huge problem still in the game, and you want to grow it, and you want to get Laois up to a certain standard and other counties up to a certain standard. And I guess you're playing a part in that, you know, because it would be very easy for you with your reputation to sit out, go into a lesser county that could potentially struggle, and then, you know, hopefully pitch in at a Kilkenny level down the line. So I don't know, was that part of your thinking? Probably wasn't, because it's not your responsibility, but intentionally or not, you're contributing to that sense of, well, let's bring other counties up to speed.
Yeah, I suppose, look, you'd be somewhat aware of that in the back of your mind, saying, yeah, look, is there something that I can do? Because, you know, you say, well, look, I always, you know, sometimes you go to places to present medals, or you go to places to do a training session with them, and I wouldn't have done a huge amount of it, but people are often very curious to know what is the magic recipe that you have down in Kilkenny, or we had in Kilkenny. And I said, look, it's a focus on the very basics. And I said, look, you wouldn't believe the simplicity of what we did as players to be as successful as we were. And obviously it takes a certain amount of character as well. But yeah, look, I'd be, I suppose, aware. It certainly is a very, very valid point. And maybe it's something that I think as an organisation, and maybe us as a whole, have maybe danced around a little bit, or we haven't addressed, and say, look, wouldn't it be great to have 12, 15, 16... you know, hurling teams up there competing and enhance the championship a little bit more. And obviously that's not going to happen overnight, but certainly there's counties that, you know, historically have a very good, you know, I suppose, tradition with hurling. And I think Laois is one of those, and I think it's maybe sometimes counties like that maybe get a little bit forgotten. So in a way, look, I'm not saying, Jesus, that was the sole motivation for it. I just looked at what was there in Laois, and I certainly think they've had a very good underage setup over the last 6 or 7 years. Right. You know, they've had success, and I just think that definitely there's a crop of players there. And I think they want it. I think, like I said earlier on, the whole thing with a team like Limerick making a breakthrough after so many years, and they obviously have underage success to back that up, that you say, well, why can't we? Because I would have felt last year when I walked out in Nolan Park and Limerick were beaten by Kilkenny, I'd have felt, you know, if someone had said to me that that's the All-Ireland champions next year that Kilkenny just beat, I don't think, you know, anyone rational would have said, I agree with you. But you look at, I saw signs maybe that night of what they were trying to do, either puck outs and stuff. and in 12 months what they brought that to.
Yeah.
So I suppose in a way that's, you know, you say to yourself, look, can I do something to help them? And some people often say, look, it's weird that you're going outside your own county, but it's not for a crusade or anything like that. I think, you know, for me, it's about a good challenge that's there. I think there's something achievable there. I certainly think there's something I can bring to the table. And, you know, as an outsider, I suppose, looking in at hurling and someone who enjoys watching hurling as much as I did playing it, I love seeing kind of lads develop and get the best out of themselves. And I think sometimes, all too often, you see sometimes in places players with potential and they just don't get enough out of themselves. And, yeah. And maybe that's part of the trick of management, is to get a guy that's maybe a little bit average to say, look, this is a skill level there, and to see, can you get that guy up to a higher level?
Yeah, I've no doubt. Listen, congratulations on the appointment and the very best of luck.
Thanks very much, Joe. God bless.
Cheers. Eddie Brennan.
GAA on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the Boyle Sports app. Cash out and in-play betting available in the App Store and Google Play Store.